Monitor 68 here, and we have music for you by Les and Larry Elgard. It's called The Garbage. Birthday, Dana Valerie wishing herself many happy returns. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor 68.
The Russell Brown football is sailing down the bright Kelly Green field to a crimson jersey halfback in silver pants with orange and aqua stripes. But it's intercepted by a linebacker in colorful pants, green jersey, and lemon-yellow helmet with turquoise trim. He's up to the 20, the 25, as his beige and burgundy shoes fly past the yellow yard markers. He reverses his field, bumps into a blue and white stripe referee, and goes down under a swarm of bright red jerseys.
That was a pro football game on color radio. To give you an idea of what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV, why not watch TV like it is, in color? Why not the color TV with the most accurate fine-tuning to bring in your colors sharp and clear? RCA color TV. This Christmas, why not?
Oh, what a beautiful purple blue!
Well, with Thanksgiving over and the Christmas holidays bearing down on us, Monitor is featuring a series of regional reports this weekend dealing with the hiring of department store Santa Clauses in various cities. Reporting from Chicago, here's the story on the ho-ho-ho industry in the Windy City.
The big hang-up this Christmas may not necessarily be the stockings placed at the chimney with care. Thanksgiving, having come as late as it did, there are fewer shopping days between the holidays this year. That will increase the workload for Santa, of course, so if in the rush he might be inclined to be a bit less jolly, we should try to understand. From the usual 26, the shopping days are down to 22, and this has prompted 10 stores along Chicago's famous State Street to announce they'll be open half days on Sundays. Santa Claus, too, has been a part of the social changes taking place. His staff of helpers has been integrated now. Civil rights leaders in a Black Christmas campaign to encourage shoppers to buy from black merchants have announced there'll be black Santas in Chicago this year. Since most of Santa's department store helpers are retired men who enjoy being a part of the holiday spirit, Santa has been relatively free of labor difficulties this season. Chicago's store Santas will receive $2.50 an hour. Some actors are getting a flat $1.65 a week, the same as last year. Santa has so far been under no pressure to hire women helpers. Their ho-ho-hos leave much to be desired. In spite of the problems created by this late start, Santa should be on schedule and everything merry. Unless, of course, his sleigh is hijacked Christmas Eve and he and his reindeer forced to spend the night in Cuba. But we'll try not to think about that. Charles McEwen, NBC News, Chicago, for Monitor.
Hey, I know why they don't have women Santas. It isn't because of that soprano ho-ho-ho. It's because they don't want to change that song to I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Now a message from the National Association for Retarded Children. How long does it take to tie a shoelace? Quite a long time for a mentally retarded child. But the mentally retarded can be helped. Some retarded adults are now earning all or part of their living in private industry. But this takes money, and that's why the National Association for Retarded Children asks you to give to your local association. It's 14 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Right now across our country, in your town, your United Fondor Community Chest is campaigning for your Fair Share Pledge. Because your United Way campaign policies are guided by volunteer citizens who know where every dollar goes, who screen carefully the budgets of all agencies, you can be confident that your gift is well and properly used. Your one gift, a Fair Share Pledge, does work many wonders. Give your share the United Way.
Charlie Brown is alive and well and living on WNBC Radio 66 New York. How about you? If you dig the alive sound, join me, Charlie Brown, right here weekdays from 3 until 7 p.m. We'll keep you going with music, keep you posted on traffic, and get you home. Alive and well.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Kurt Gowdy again with Monitor 68. Here's a program note. Guests for this coming week on the NBC Radio Now series will include author George Plimpton and actor Alan Alda, who plays Mr. Plimpton in the author's movie Paper Lion. And Chad Mitchell, who has recently disbanded his trio to try and make it as a solo singer. That's now on the NBC Radio Network every weekday afternoon.
Before you half remember what her smile was like, before you half recall the day you found her, kiss her now while she's young. Kiss her now while she's yours. Kiss her now while she needs your arms around her. For if you let a moment come between you now, it soon becomes a day, a year, a lifetime. Blink your eye, turn your head, and you've lost her.
Kiss Her Now, featuring the voice of Ed Ames. Now a Monitor News special. Announcement was made yesterday that Governor Scranton will depart tomorrow on a fact-finding tour for President-elect Nixon. Monitor has reached Mr. Scranton. He's now on our open line with NBC newsman Lou Wood.
Good afternoon, Governor Scranton. You're going to the Middle East as a special emissary for President-elect Nixon. What's the purpose of the trip, Governor? Good afternoon, Governor Scranton. You're going to the Middle East as a special emissary for President-elect Nixon. What is the purpose of your trip, sir?
Technical difficulties trying to reach Governor Scranton. We're now set and taking over NBC correspondent Lou Wood.
Governor Scranton, you're going to the Middle East as a special emissary for President-elect Nixon. Can you tell us, sir, the purpose of this trip?
Well, the purpose is that Mr. Nixon wants the leaders of that area to know how interested he is in the area itself and how deeply concerned he is with the current situation there. And again, he wants them to have an opportunity before he becomes president in January to relay to him directly their views not only about the area, but about world conditions in general.
You've been on several fact-finding missions for Mr. Nixon. Is there something specific that you hope to accomplish on this trip?
No, there is no... I've not been specified with some special mission, if that's what you mean. But I have been asked to try and find out as much as possible about the current situation there and to give him a rundown on what the various leaders think of it. I think this is important in view of the volcanic conditions in the area.
Do you foresee any new developments soon that might increase chances of peace in the Middle East, Governor?
Personally, no, I don't expect some big event to take place which will mean a complete and peaceful solution to the area, because it is a very difficult situation indeed. But as you know, the present administration and President-elect Nixon are supporting Ambassador Yaring's mission there, and we're hopeful that this will be a successful one.
Mm-hmm. Many expect you to play a future role in the Nixon administration, Governor Scranton. Are you under consideration for Secretary of State?
No, as I've made it very plain for a couple of years now, and made it plain both during the election campaign and since, I do not want to go back into government, and the people around Mr. Nixon and Mr. Nixon himself knows this.
Thank you very much, Governor.
You're welcome.
NBC correspondent Lou Wood talking with Governor Scranton on the eve of his departure for an extended tour for the new administration. For continuing coverage of current news stories, stay tuned to Monitor.
If you're really turned on to what's happening, you're already hip to Las Vegas, Moscow, and Benjamin Bratt. But in case being hip isn't your thing, the first is the fabled Desert Oasis. The second's the stalwart capital of Moscow. And the third's the befuddled anti-hero of The Graduate. Life magazine introduces you to the men behind them. Life profiles J.J. Sarno, Las Vegas casino builder, who asks, why lure big spenders with big-name entertainers when you can grab small spenders with a high-wire act? Life interviews Mayor Vladimir Promyslov of Moscow, who digs his city, even if it doesn't exactly swing. And meet Charles Webb, alienated author of The Graduate, and the real-life Benjamin Braddock. They're all in Life, waiting to turn you on to their thing. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. A look at the new basketball season and one of the best teams, if not the best team on the collegiate hoop scene. Brought to you by Associates Finance Company. Here's Joe.
You know, the people at Associates Finance have come up with an answer to the old holiday bill problem. It's a plan that promises you only one holiday bill next month, and it lets you decide right now just how much that bill will be. It's called the Associates Holiday Loan Plan. Here's how it works. First, you visit any Associates Finance office and ask for a holiday loan. Next, you find out in advance what your monthly payment will be. Then you spend only as much as you've borrowed, and you pay cash for the gifts you buy. If you'd like only one holiday bill come January, chances are the Associates can loan you the money you need. And most Associates Finance offices are open extra hours during the holiday season. They're in the yellow pages. Associates. Nice people with money to loan you. The career of a basketball superstar in this country can be divided into three periods. The first is when he's in high school, attracting college scouts from all over the nation. The second is his college career. And the third is the time that he spends in the pros. For the UCLA's Lou Alcindor, tonight starts the last part of the second period. Tonight in Los Angeles, UCLA starts after its third straight national championship, something that's never been done before. The preseason poll of experts indicates that they won't have much of a problem winning it. These championships have been just what was predicted from the time that Alcindor, after dominating high school play in New York City, announced that he was going to UCLA. As a freshman, he led his team to an undefeated season. In his 2 years on the varsity, UCLA has lost just one game, and that one by 2 points. Speaking of preseason polls, according to them, UCLA will find itself tested early. Tonight they play host to Purdue, rated number 10 in the country in the polls. Last year against the Boilermakers, UCLA won in the last second, 73-71. A week from tonight, UCLA is on the road, playing fourth-ranked Notre Dame. And that's a game I'm planning to see myself as the brand new Notre Dame Fieldhouse opens. You'd think that UCLA coach Johnny Wooden would be worried. Sure, he's still got Alcindor, but he lost three outstanding players by graduation. His two backcourt stars, Mike Lynn and Mike Warren, and high-scoring forward, Lucius Allen. Let me give you an idea of just how worried Coach Wooden is. Knowing full well that he was losing these three players, Wooden said right after UCLA won the national championship game last March, "I wouldn't trade our chances next year with anyone." Let's take a look at why. He's got Lynn Shackelford, Kenny Heights, and Jim Nielsen back from last year. He's got two outstanding prospects who were redshirted last year, Don Safra and Steve Patterson. Patterson stands 6 feet, 8 and a half. And also there's sophomore Curtis Rowe. Rowe, who's 6'6", led last year's unbeaten freshman team and averaged 18 rebounds and over 32 points per game. Let me see, did I forget anybody? Oh, yes, Lou Alcindor. Tonight we get our first look at how well these young men work together. If they live up to their preseason billing, then it might be possible for UCLA to lose the top-ranked basketball player in the country after this season and still wind up on top of the preseason polls next year. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
It's a well-known medical fact that eating too much or too fast can cause pressure and gas. The modern solution is Digel, the extra-action antacid with the extra action of simethicone. Digel neutralizes excess acid, and it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up bubbles of gas. So when you eat too well, demand Digel. It works as no plain antacid can. Digel is the extra action antacid that brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L. Digel. Tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac calendar is more beautiful and useful than ever. Filled with home and family ideas, recipes, beauty tips. Your pharmacist buys these wonderful calendars to give to you, and they're ready now. The new 1969 St. Joseph Family Almanac Calendar, free at your pharmacist's.
This is Monitor 68, keeping you in touch with what's happening in the weekend world. In the area of Raleigh, North Carolina, the station that follows the action is WPTF, NBC, for Eastern Carolina. Now we're going to take a roll call of all of our affiliates, and then we'll have more of Monitor.
This is Roscoe, and now is what's happening. Now happens every weekday here on this NBC station.
Where are you going, Liza?
Don't bother me, Glenn. I'm late. I'm meeting my mom for dinner at Wetson's.
What do you have to eat?
We're gonna have Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken.
I love Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken.
And some Wetson's hamburgers.
I love Wetson's hamburgers, too.
And some strawberry Wetson's thick shakes.
Wetson's thick shakes are wonderful.
And some fish and chips.
You wouldn't put me on, would you?
Look, Glenn, I don't have time to stand here and talk to you. I have to go.
Liza.
What?
Guess who's coming to dinner?
You love Wetson's taste of happiness on a bun.
I love it.
In Freeport, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 35 East Sunrise Highway. In Roslyn, Long Island, a Wetson's is located at 1045 Northern Boulevard. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book.
Brad Crandall has something to say, and he says it. Weeknights, 9 to midnight, on WNBC Radio 66, New York.
This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. It's 5:30, 39 degrees in New York, and cloudy. In the news, Local 122 of the Utility Workers Union in New York says its 500 member sister local in Staten Island has voted to join its walkout against Consolidated Edison. The other 20,000 employees of the utility are to strike at midnight tonight, leaving gas and electric service to 9 million consumers to about 4,000 supervisory personnel. Despite the company's claim that supervisory employees will maintain all essential service, city officials have instructed hospitals and government agencies to review their emergency power procedures. And the sale of flashlights and kerosene lanterns were among the best-seller items today in New York City hardware stores. Well, the results of mail-in balloting by New York City policemen will be announced momentarily. Officials of the Patrolmen's Benevolent Association have been counting the ballots on the once-rejected contract offer throughout the afternoon. The city has offered the 23,000-member association a $1,367 raise over a two-year period. The city's firemen and sanitation workers have already conditionally accepted a similar contract package, but the firemen and sanitation men warn that if the policemen get more money, they will reject their contracts. A member of the suspended Ocean Hill-Brownsville governing board asserted today that community residents and sympathizers intend to take the controversial Junior High School 271 on Monday morning. Mrs. Elaine Rook told some 500 persons at a rally in Brooklyn this afternoon that we can't get what we want by being nice, so I'm going to be there on Monday morning, and I'm going to jail for 1,700 children. Charlie Jarvis scored three touchdowns in leading Army to a 21-14 victory over Navy today. The 69th Annual Service Classic was played before a crowd of 102,000 in Philadelphia. And in the second period of play, Notre Dame 14, USC 7. The forecast, partly cloudy and cold tonight with a low of 30 to 35, fair and cold tomorrow with a high in the mid to upper 40s. The present temperature is 39 degrees and it's cloudy in New York. This is Jim Iyer, WNBC News. Now back to Monitor.
Odd Couple, Floyd Kramer.
That's impossible. It'll never
work. Well, I know
it'll
never
work. Why don't you look where you're going?
God, it'll happen.
Can't you do anything?
What's the matter with you?
Bad day? Save it. Unwind. Relax. Refresh. Enjoy the mellow flavor of Richard's Wild Irish Rose Wine. Days may not be perfect, but Wild Irish Rose is. It's the perfect end to an imperfect day. Richard's Wild Irish Rose, pure grape wine made by Canandaigua Industries, Canandaigua, New York.
Come on, now talk it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music grooving, we're going strong. One more liter.
And I'm your host, Kurt Gowdy by name, and shortly, we'll be hearing an interview with Senator Muskie, recently defeated in his bid for the vice presidency of the United States, but quite likely, in the opinion of many observers, to be heard from again at the 1972 Democratic Convention.
question is, and who? Is it me or is it you? It's hard to tell until you're hit, but you'll know it when they hit you, 'cause they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. A little arrow's for me and for you. You're falling in love again. Falling in love again. Folks are run and others hide, but there ain't nothing they can do. And some folks put on armor, but the arrows go straight through. So you see, there's no escape, so why not face it and admit that you love those little arrows when they hurt a little bit. Here they come pouring out of the blue. Little arrows for me and for you. You're falling in love again.
Custer's theme song, Little Arrows.
When the makers of the Lincoln Continental put their minds to a new kind of car, something good is bound to come of it. The good is marquee. The most dramatically styled automobile since the Continental Mark III. Marquee, with probably more luxury than we've ever seen in a medium-priced car. Marquee makes no compromise with room and comfort. It's a luxury car in the classic sense. Lincoln Mercury leads the way with Marquee. No other car this year will offer you concealed headlamps, wall-to-wall tail lamps, a 429 cubic inch V8, automatic transmission, and the kind of ride you'd expect from the makers of the Lincoln Continental. Visit your Lincoln Mercury dealer first this year. Drive Marquee first.
Marquee makes it clear we've got a winner this year. Lincoln Mercury.
Recent vice presidential candidate Edmund Muskie seemed to have a special appeal for young people, and he was asked the secret of his attraction for youth by Monitor's Linda Sutter.
Senator Muskie, during the course of your campaign, you won over the young people, and even the most active revolutionaries, so to speak, were grudgingly impressed with you. This may be a very difficult question for you to answer, but how do you imagine that you can retain that trust and affection, or even build on that trust and affection?
Well, that's hard to say. Because a lasting relationship of any kind, husband and wife, parent and child, a leader and citizen, has to be based upon something more than a first attraction or a first appeal. It has to be based on rather thorough understanding. And not only of strengths, but of weaknesses and shortcomings. The only guidelines I can follow are those that I've learned as a parent. You know, you never have any practice of becoming a parent. You're a parent, and your practice course is also the final examination. And so you learn as you go along, and you, hopefully, if you have several children, you learn something from the first that will benefit your relationship with the last. And there are two things that I've learned from my children that seem to improve our relationship. First, I've got to be willing to listen, and really listen. And secondly, I've got to be willing to give them responsibility earlier than I might be inclined to give it if I were playing it safe. Whether it's with respect to staying out a little later, or whether it's with respect to choosing a date, or spending money, or deciding when to study and when not, you've got to be willing to relinquish responsibility a little faster than you might be inclined to, maybe not as fast as they'd like you to. It's a very nice balance that you have to strike. But I think that if you use these two lessons that you get from your own children with other young people, that is helpful. There's a third one. You've also got to give credit to these young people for developing judgment-making ability much earlier in life than we did. They're forced to because of the acceleration of the educational process that's essential to our society. Secondly, because of the greater exposure to what's going on in the world because of modern communications. And thirdly, at the present time, because of the pressure of some very difficult problems that have an impact upon their personal lives much sooner than in our day.
Such as the draft.
The draft, race relations, disorder, the war. All of these things, and so they're concerned. They're going to be, I think, on a continuing basis because of the nature of the problems. And so, if we will follow those three guidelines, I think that perhaps we can do something about closing the generation gap.
Thank you, Senator Muskie, very much. This is Linda Sutter with Senator Edmund S. Muskie reporting for Monitor.
Senator Edmund Muskie, who may be the Democrat to watch next time round.
For the total male, a gentleman's cologne, aftershave, and new spray cologne. He'll love Chanel for men, and you for giving it.
Now let's synchronize our watches at 16 minutes before the hour and remind ourselves once again that we're on the Monitor Beacon.
All you need is just one break. If you are an employer or a personnel manager, you can use the services of Just One Break Incorporated, the unique, no-fee, non-profit agency whose professional staff will help you fill your job openings with competent, qualified, handicapped workers. For details, write to JOB Incorporated, 717 First Avenue, or call 986-0044. The handicapped worker cares about his job.
What NBC News is to the nation, WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC Radio 66, New York.
WNBC Radio 66, New York.
For Monitor 68, Kurt Gowdy here again. Just ahead, the latest roundup of current happenings in the sports world, including today's college football scores. Right now, Monitor Music, this one by Nancy Wilson, who sings her latest song about a long white room.
In a long white room, with no beginning and no end, with no calendars or clocks, we spend. So we grow tomorrow's flowers in yesterday's pots. We age just a little, cause we touch a lot. And maybe we're married and maybe we're not, but we're there in a long white room. Maybe might have been a lot, but the talking's always hard, but the breathing's always soft. We will tuck each other in and dream about trains. You call me beauty and I'll call you brains, but no.
no one comparing, so no one complains being there in a long white room. We'll hide what must be hidden and air what can be aired. We aren't that sure, but we aren't that scared. We will grow in a long white room, in a long white room.
Turquoise and scarlet blob. It's the creature from outer space, breathing purple fire as the silver-blue jets attack with bright orange flame.
That was a science fiction movie on color radio to show you what you're missing by not owning RCA color TV. Get the natural color. This Christmas, get RCA color TV.
Army beats Navy in Philadelphia and Vietnam. Tony Roche wins Madison Square Garden Pro Tennis Tournament. This is Kurt Gowdy. I'll return with the stories behind these sports headlines, plus the latest scores, next on Monitor Sports, brought to you by AT&T, the people who run your anything, anytime, anywhere network.
I reckon the first thing I noticed about your face...
Sterling Moss, the world-famous racing car driver.
You know, no matter how many numbers you've got to dial, your telephone system doesn't often foul them up. There's no waiting for hours to get a call through and then finish up with the wrong number anyway. You get the right one at the first go. From my point of view, that's pretty unusual. I wonder if you Yanks realize just how lucky you are.
It isn't so much our telephones, Mr. Moss. It's our telephone network that makes the difference. The most extraordinary communication system in the world. It can take your call and in a wink... switch it to any one of 102 million other telephone devices. On our nationwide network, anything goes. People talk, computer talk, pictures and drawings, anything. Instantly, anytime, anywhere.
You're anywhere, anything, anytime network. AT&T.
Charlie Jarvis, the goat of last year's game, scored three touchdowns that broke Glenn Davis's West Point career rushing record as he led Army to a 21-14 victory over Navy in the 69th renewal of the Interservice Classic in Philadelphia. The Cadets, a two-touchdown favorite, opened the scoring at 13-3 of the first period. They marched 66 yards in nine plays, with Jarvis going over from the five, contributing runs of 22 and 14 along the way. Army made it 14-0 in the second period on a 52-yard march in seven plays, highlighted by Hank Andrushak's 37-yard sweep that enabled Jarvis to score from the one. Navy got back into the game later in the quarter when Middy captain Mike Clark recovered a fumble by Army's Billy Hunter on a punt at the Cadet 34. Dan Pike carried to the Army one in two plays, then scored for Navy. Navy tied it at 14-all in the third period when defensive tackle Tom LaForce picked off a pass by Army Steve Lindell and ran it back 36 yards for a touchdown. But Army stormed right back and scored the winning touchdown with a minute remaining in the third quarter. Jarvis capped the long march by crashing over from the nine. However, the big play was a 62-yard pass from Jim O'Toole in for Lindell to Joe Albano down to the Navy 14. Jarvis lugged the ball 21 times for 88 yards and a career rushing total of 2,334, 11 more than Junior Davis. The Army and the Navy also got together in Vietnam, and the Army won 32-0. Major Al Vanderbush, a former West Point guard and team co-captain in 1960, passed for five touchdowns, one of them a 55-yarder to his boss, Colonel Hubert Tansey. The game, played under touch rules on an 80-yard soccer field in the Mekong Delta, 40 miles south of Saigon, was between the Army advisory team to the Vietnam 7th Division and members of the U.S. Navy River Patrol boat crews who ply the Mekong River. In other scores, At halftime, Notre Dame 21, USC 7. Baylor defeated Rice 16-7. Boston College 40, Holy Cross 20. These are all finals. Florida 14, Miami of Florida 10. Fourth-ranked Georgia polished off Georgia Tech 47-8 and finished an undefeated season. Memphis State 43, Louisville 14. Seventh-ranked Tennessee had a close call before beating Vanderbilt 10-7. Alabama 24, Auburn 16. Ole Miss and Mississippi State battled to a 17-17 tie, and Oklahoma, which has finished the season strong and may be one of the great teams in the country, rolled over Oklahoma State 41-7 and clinched a share of the Big 8 title. Elsewhere in football, Southern Mississippi has a new head coach, Roland H. Dale, who succeeds Pye Van. Ottawa won the Grey Cup, Canada's pro football championship, with a 24-21 victory over Calgary. And in tennis, Australia's Tony Roche won the Madison Square Garden Pro Invitational, downing veteran Pancho Gonzalez 6-3, 6-4. And that's the late sports. And now, this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other night, an old friend comes up to me in the street and says, "Hey, Phil, is it really true that State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's biggest homeowners insurer, has such low rates that you have plenty of money left over every month?" "Right," I says. "Good," he says. "Then give me that $5 you owe me."
For your home, your car, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
The Bogues.
In 1865, the 13th Amendment abolished slavery in the United States. For the black man, it was a false dawn of freedom. In a continuing series on the search for a black past, Life magazine documents the disillusioning years of Reconstruction when Negroes found conditions no better than when they were slaves, and often worse. The current Life also explores the menace of growing Russian influence in the Middle East, where the Russians are building roads, bridges, and dams, and building up Arab armies. Life reports on the Soviet fleet in the Mediterranean, able for the first time to challenge American naval supremacy in the waters of the Mideast. History already written, and history in the making, in this week's Life. Life magazine, working to bring you a world of information, insight, and ideas. Life.
Next, Henry Mancini, one of the more versatile talents in the current music scene. leads the orchestra in A Man, a Horse, and a Gun. Continued good listening on Monitor 68. Later today, with Ted Steele as your host, you'll meet Jack Valenti, president of the Motion Pictures Producers Association, Sally Kirkland, a young actress who appears in a current play completely unclad, John Gary, who'll talk about his new singing style, and you'll hear a performance by Elvis Presley on stage. Be sure to listen later today on Monitor. For this edition, I am your host, Kurt Gowdy.
The more we hear, the more we learn. To keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC.
Whether you take your skiing by the day, the weekend, or a whole vacation, you'll find ski centers easy to reach in New York State. A booklet called Ski New York from the State Commerce Department will give you locations, facilities, and prices. Write the New York State Commerce Department, 112 State Street, Albany 12207.
After that, relax. With me, Jack Hayes, 9 to noon weekdays, right here on WNBC Radio 66, New York. More refreshing than sleep. The Long John Neville Show. Midnights on WNBC Radio 66, New York.